Hello, good afternoon.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. How you doing today?
Okay.
Great, ma'am. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or chances are 50-50?
Very definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay, perfect. And how about in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
For Biden.
For Biden. Perfect, man. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian?
I'm white.
Okay. That's just for us to represent everybody. And what is your age, ma'am? May I ask your age?
I'm 51.
Okay. And the next question is, in thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate / social libertarian.
Okay, okay. And thinking about the...
That would mean progressive on social issues, moderate on economic issues.
Okay, okay. Perfect, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for that. And the next one that I have for you, the next question is, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The country as a whole, I'm going to say neutral. What I'm most frustrated with is Congress, specifically the House of Representatives, and how they're functioning.
Right, right. And the categories that I have, ma'am, are you can choose from very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied. Out of those four, how would you say you're satisfied or?
I guess I'm going to say satisfied.
Satisfied. Okay, perfect, ma'am. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. And for each one, ma'am, yes, ma'am, and for each one, you can rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. And you can use a 10 if it is most important, and a 5 if it is somewhat important. And you can also use a 0 if it isn't important at all. And most definitely, you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
And the first one is... How important is for you for the government to focus on banning tobacco products for adults?
Did you say tobacco products?
Yes, ma'am.
As far as regulating, you mean?
Banning them. Cause...
Oh, banning tobacco products.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't believe in banning anything. I believe in regulating and taxing the hell out of it if it's a negative behavior. But I'm libertarian enough not to want to ban. So I don't know where you want to put that on the 0 to 10. It's not super important to me.
So okay.
I guess
so
I'm going to make that a 3.
Okay, perfect, perfect, ma'am. That sounds good. And how about improving K through 12 education?
That would be a 9.
Okay. And how about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Oh, that's a 10.
Definitely a 10. Okay. And how about making college more affordable?
That's also a 10.
Okay. And the last one is protecting voting rights and democracy.
Oh, that's also a 10.
Okay, let's go to the next one. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you somewhat approve, strongly approve, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Approve. Will you say strongly or somewhat approve?
He's exceeded my expectations. I'm going to say strongly.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Now, I like to rate, yes, this is going to be about your feelings. I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And you can also use a 50. It means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You're in the middle of it. And you can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you just please say so, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and the first one that I have for you is Democrats in Congress. How would you rate that based on your feelings?
A 60?
60, okay. Let me go ahead and put the number. And how about Joe Biden?
75,
okay. And the next one that I have for you is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
70.
70, okay. Let me go ahead and put this number, 70. And the next one that I have for you, now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each one of them, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. And you can use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use, again, any number between 0 and 10. And the first one that I have for you is authorizing prescription medication. How important is that for you, ma'am?
Say that again, please. What about prescription medication?
Authorizing prescription.
Oh, authorizing.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm a pharmacist, and there are some things I think they're too slow on, and then other times I the post-marketing. I guess I'm going to give them an 80 because it was due to the FDA that we did not have the thalidomide crisis in this country. I think they're kind of slow on how they regulate devices. Drugs are pretty good. I guess I'm still going to say an 80.
Okay. Remember that this one is from 0 to 10, and it sounds
Okay, then an 8.
Okay.
Or, no, give it a 7.5. Can I do a 7.5?
Unfortunately, they only have 7 and 8.
Okay, I'm going to say 8 then.
8, okay, perfect. And how about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
Oh, let me see. That one. A 4.
A 4, perfect. And how about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
That one I'm also going to say a 4.
Okay, and the last one is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
Oh, that one's a 1.
A 1. Okay, let's move to the next one. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. And considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly...
No, I'm opposed to a ban, so... I guess that one would be a 1.
Okay.
I think they should put stronger warnings and focus on advertising, although they don't advertise. I think there should be regulation of the companies that advertise it to not. So I'm going to say a 1.
Right. Okay.
No banning. I'm too libertarian to want bans.
Right. And this one, ma'am, you can choose from strongly support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Okay.
Do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose for them?
Strongly support or oppose what?
Oppose the ban on that tobacco.
Oh, just oppose, I guess.
Oppose, okay. Okay, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults under 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I actually oppose, because the lower nicotine ones cause you to smoke more often, and there are other harmful carcinogens in the cigarettes besides the nicotine. So honestly, Europeans have access to higher nicotine cigarettes, I think, actually have a lower incidence of lung cancer. So I'm going to say I strongly oppose that.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Man,
are
that
you
sounds...
writing down my comments or just whether I oppose or not?
Keep in mind that all of this is recorded, and
okay.
But whichever one you choose, that's the one that I click. And
okay.
Yes, ma'am. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefits or more harm to your own community? Do they bring more benefit, somewhat more harm?
Somewhat benefit.
Okay.
I think it would restrict access. I'm still opposed to it in principle, though, but I think that there would be a little bit. No, I don't think benefit, because people are still vaping. They're going to vaping anyway. So I'm just going to say that all a ban does is maybe make it more tempting for those, because of the forbidden fruit being the most tempting thing. So I'm just going to say not benefit.
Okay, so you can choose between these ones. I have somewhat more harm, much more harm, somewhat more benefits, or much more benefits.
That's a hard one. I just want to go neutral. I just want to say I'm neutral on it.
Okay. Unfortunately, they don't have neutral over here. They only have four categories: much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
Somewhat more benefit then.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's go to the next one. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the government, or are other issues more important right now?
Oh, other issues are more important.
Right, okay, perfect, ma'am. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read you two categories, and you can choose which one you think is the best one for them to focus on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and the first one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. That's one of them. The second one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending
all... Absolutely the first one, no prohibition.
Okay.
Prohibition doesn't work.
Yes, I remember you tell me that.
Yeah.
That you, yeah, it only bring more harm, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's go to the next one. The next one is, oh yes, now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say they could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. And you can choose from very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and the first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. How concerned are you with that one?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
No, you can say, you can use if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned. and not at all concerned?
Not very concerned, because I think they're just moving towards vaping.
Right. Okay. Perfect. And the last one is, how about loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including a new size farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouses operators, and retailers who operate responsibility in the legal regulated industry today? How concerned are you with that, ma'am?
Regulating industry?
So yes.
These are the people that make sure that cigarettes are made according to the FDA standards for those people. How concerned am I for them?
To lose the jobs, because lots of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs. That's just some of the people's opinions. They said it can happen.
Oh. Well, I would... No, I think there will be other jobs for them to go to, so I'm not concerned about what they do. I think we should move beyond tobacco. And they're always, new things always crop up, so I'm not concerned about their current jobs.
Oh.
I think we can develop new skill sets for them to gain to do something else.
Okay, so you would say not at all concerned or not very
concerned? Yeah, not at all concerned.
Okay, perfect.
Not about their jobs, I mean. Yeah.
Right, because there's always different jobs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're almost done over here, ma'am. I want to thank you for your patience. Let me read you the next one. And the next one is, oh yes, now I'm going to read you some of the statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. And you can please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me read you. The first one is, today's adults, smokers, come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drugs addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reduction. How would you rate that one, ma'am, from 0 to 10?
So I agree that we should participate in harm reduction, but not prohibition.
Should I read it to you?
Well, you listed a bunch of groups that you said were more prone to smoke, read it again.
Okay, perfect. Today's adults smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drugs addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition.
You're saying a ban would, I definitely agree that a ban would be bad, and that those, at least some of those groups are more prone. Yes, I agree that there should be no ban, but harm reduction would be good. So I'm going to say I strongly agree with that one.
A 10. Okay, perfect. Let me read you the next one. And this one is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage.
Yeah,
it is?
True. I think that's a 9.
Okay, let me see. Should I finish reading it to you, the whole sentence, ma'am?
No, it's okay.
Okay, 9. Okay, let me read you the next one. And how about this one? Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulations. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
Sure, that's an 8.
That's an okay. And the last one is the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it is a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How would you rate that one, man?
I guess a 9. Yeah, it is too far to tell them they can't at all, because that sounds like you're prohibiting, and I don't agree with prohibition.
Right. Okay. And sometimes over the course of our survey, people sometimes change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. And considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
No, I don't.
Somewhat oppose, right? Or strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose prohibition.
Right. And how about, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you?
No, I don't support that.
So you strongly, somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
A ban unless they have almost no nicotine. I strongly oppose that.
Okay, perfect. And how about regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Do they bring more harm?
Yeah.
Will you say much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat.
Okay. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
Probably no impact, because that's not a super important issue to me.
So, no impact. Perfect.
I don't want to say no impact, somewhat, but it's low on the totem pole.
Okay, let me read you the categories that they have, and you can choose from whichever one you think is the best one.
Okay.
They have much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, and have no impact.
Have no impact.
Okay. And how about this one? In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? And it can be yes or no. Have you used A, cigarette or vapor products?
No.
And how about wine?
No.
And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
And how about liquor or spirits?
No.
And cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Beer?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
And a smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And cigarettes?
No.
Okay, perfect, ma'am. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read...
doctorate.
Oh, doctorate, I was going to read you some categories.
Okay.
And, okay, so high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, post-graded, master, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
PhD, MD, but well, where do the PharmDs put?
They don't have that one, ma'am. They probably have it on the on this one because it says etc.
I guess that one then.
Okay, and are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, and which of the following best describes how you think of your current economy situation? Do you think you're wealthy, upper middle class, middle class, working class, low income, upper middle class?
Upper middle class.
Okay, and are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or both?
Neither.
Okay, and how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Are we suburban? We're not urban.
Rural, suburban.
Well, but, yeah, but we're Metro Detroit, so I guess, yeah, suburban.
Okay, and do you identified as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Perfect, ma'am. I want to thank you so much for your time and for your opinion. Your opinion was, it is very important. We have completed a survey. Thank you once again for your time. You have a good rest of the day, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Goodbye. Okay.